Okay, thank you, committee. We're back on. It is 3:01. Okay, so we recessed until 3. We're reconvened, and the time is 3:02. Okay, the next item is ONCA 24-41, an act to amend ONCA 2385 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the cultural donations for the Blackwell Fraser American Legion Post 142 in the amount of $40,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. And our sponsor is Congressman Maker. Congressman Maker, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair, committee. Yes, this is a bill that is going to provide funding to build a veterans memorial in the city of Homme, Oklahoma, which currently does not have a veterans memorial like some of the other surrounding cities. They all have beautiful veterans memorials for their veterans from those cities. And the amount they're asking for is $30,000. And with, I requested additional $10,000 to help with the upkeep and the veterans' activities, such as the beautification of the Homme Cemetery, putting out the American flags on Veterans Day, and providing funeral services for the veterans, for honor guards, and all those finances relating to the veterans' funerals and Homme. So it's a very modest amount. I had the drawings and the amount of cost of materials also. But now that documentation is like a year old, so it might have gone up a little bit, maybe. Just real cost of materials, cement, steel, you know, everything. But that's what this is for. And I do also have an amendment here, a committee amendment, which will add Homme, Oklahoma after Post 142. In the title and throughout the bill. But yeah, that's my motion, is to add this, the wording Homme, Oklahoma, to the bill.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, so what I was thinking, committee, and Congressman Maker, what if we put this back on, postpone it till Monday, put it back on so you can look at your support docs and maybe get a rep from the, is it the Post 142?
Yes, Chair.
And maybe they could come Monday and visit so the committee could ask questions. If that sounds okay with the committee, or any other thoughts with regards to this legislation, Speaker?
I'd be glad to hear from that post. I will say that, I'm sorry, Congressman Maker, what post is this? Post 142. Post 142 did reach out to me, about 2 years ago, and they have been fundraising, and, they're close, right? They're close, but they don't receive donations from this nation, even though we have Osages that are a part of that post, unlike other posts that we donate to. And the city of Homme had land and deeded over the land to the post, so the land was free, and the city was able to give them a nice piece of property. And they received a donation, and I'm not sure how much it was for, or if it's already come through from the state's attorney general, Gettner Drummond, who is a veteran and from Hominy, but he also was slated to donate to this project. And so it would be good to get them in here and see how much money they've raised and who it's come from. I already feel like it's a step in the right direction by the city of Hominy donating the land. They didn't have to, because they were looking at first, they were looking at buying land. And so I would be a proponent of if someone could come and speak to those things.
Okay, thank you. I feel the same, because it looks, again, we're going to be setting a precedent, because it looks like this will be an appropriation that they might be requesting annually, or is this a one-time donation? Is this, because I guess I'm confused on that this is for a Veterans Memorial Park, or is it for the actual post 142?
Yeah, thank you for that question. Well, as far as I know, this is a memorial park, a memorial for the Hominy veterans. But it's been spearheaded by Post 142, who was the post of Hominy. And I will say about what Speaker just said about Gettner Drummond, who is a native of Hominy, Oklahoma. He's going to be honored in this memorial, as well as General Kenneth Taylor. Those two men are going to be honored additionally to the whole monument. It's going to be similar to the one out here by Pawhuska. It's going to be similar to that, and the one in Cleveland, if you've ever seen it. And they're going to honor those two guys specifically because Gettner Drummond, we all know who he is. He's from Hominy, his family, and he's the current Attorney General of the state. And he led the first wave in the Iraqi Freedom, I think it was called, that movement. And he was on the on that first wave. He led that. And the other gentleman is Kenneth Taylor, he's a native of Hominy, graduate of Hominy High School, went to University of Oklahoma. Then he went into the Army Air Corps and was assigned to Pearl Harbor when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. And one thing that's pretty famous about him, a lot of people don't know this, that it's also in some of those Pearl Harbor or movies, but there's two men who had been at a dance that night, that evening, and were still in their tuxedo clothing and playing cards all night with some of their friends, all their pilot friends. And him and his friend, who his best friend was from back east, from the Hershey family, the chocolate Hershey family. So he was a big millionaire. They were both real good friends. Well, those two guys, when the attack happened that morning, they went to their airfield, but it was already on fire. All the planes had already been destroyed from the Japanese attack. So they went to an alternate airfield that hadn't been attacked and had their planes, you know, gassed and armed. And those two guys, only ones that got off the air that day to meet the whole Japanese Air Force. And one of them was from Hominy, Oklahoma. So they want to honor him and Gettner Drummond, and also in his monument. So it's a really nice thing. And like I say, it's something that the city of Hominy needs. All veterans, just for real. Anytime you help a veteran, you're helping all veterans. And I will add also, during the World War II, and there's a lot of Osage veterans, Native Americans, that were from Hominy. Wyatt Davidson knows about all this history. And there's a lot of veterans, Osage. That in fact, my dad and his three brothers, there's four of them, they all served in the World War II from Hominy. One family. But But anyway, I think this is a very modest amount. We go through hundreds of thousands of dollars here for a lot of stuff. And I think this is something that would help beautify the city of Hominy, something we can be proud of. I think all Osages, all everybody in the tribe could, be really thankful about this memorial and be glad to see it in Hominy.
So, and I think too, for clarification, it's not that we're not respecting our veterans' memorial. It's that it's Hominy's memorial, and they're including Osages in their memorial. Is that correct? That's how I'm hearing it. Kind of like they did down at this one next to the visitor center with Mr. Roark, Gail Roark, when he championed that veterans' memorial. There's Osages out on this, just as well. So.
Yes, that's right. It's similar to the same same concept. We have our new beautiful Osage veteran up on the campus, which is very beautiful. And we also have the one out here, across the street from our visitor center that's already there. But not every town has them, even a post 142 of Hominy. Like at Fairfax, I don't think has a Veterans Legion, American Legion post over there. But Pawhuska has 198, of course, and then Hominy has post 142. But I have already talked to our adjutant. I've been working with him on this, and I talked to him today while we were on break and told him we were discussing this, and if he could be available Monday at 1, he said yes. And he will bring the drawings. I had them already sent to the clerk, but he's going to maybe discuss it and talk about whatever questions are needed.
Okay, committee, any other questions? Okay, well then, I'll entertain a motion then to postpone ONCA 24-41 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, committee. Thank you, Congressman Maker, for all the information. And so if you'll make sure that we get the support docs again, and if you feel like those numbers need to be amended, then we'll look for those on Monday. And then our next item is the FY25 budget template per the law. This committee has to approve the budget template. I had the budget analyst send that out to the Congress so we can review that next Monday as well. I want everybody to have a time to look at that. And if there's anything you want to add, Tyler, have you have a copy of the proposed budget template, you and Rebecca?
I was just taking a look to see if I did, but I'll be prepared for Monday.
Okay, I'll have Jordan forward that to you and Rebecca, so that way, you can make any comments, feel free, with regards to the template.
And okay, again, thank you, Chair.
Yeah, no, it's just an example of a template, so any information in it, it's just an example, so. The next item on our agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
A motion and a second to adjourn. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor. And this committee is adjourned at 3:15 p.m. on March 25th. So thank you, committee.